news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Election Day 2020 has finally arrived. Donald Trump is looking like he might be the first one-term president in nearly three decades.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
Joe Biden is leading in virtually every poll, seemingly on his way to become the oldest first-term president and the 15th former vice president to ascend to the Oval Office. You know how they always say, it all comes down to turnout? Well, duh. But in this case, a whopping 100 million votes have already been cast, according to CNN, Edison Research, and Catalyst. That amounts to more than 47% of registered voters nationwide. 21 states in Washington, D.C. have seen more than half of their registered voters cast their ballots already. But it gets better. In an additional seven states, North Carolina, Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, the pre-election vote represents at least 90% of their 2016 total. And in at least six states, including Texas, Hawaii, Nevada, Washington, Arizona, and Montana, they have surpassed their total turnout from the 2016 general election. Nationwide, the 100.2 million ballots already cast represents 73% of the more than 136.5 million ballots cast in the entirety of the 2016 presidential election. I wonder what's driving the excitement. Oh, and the voting started, as usual, in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the tiny little township famous for its tradition of being the first in the nation to vote in the middle of the night in the U.S. presidential election. And they went all in on Joe Biden, giving him the votes of all five eligible voters. Although it is often an indicator of how the election will go, in 2016, Dixville Notch went for Hillary Clinton. Expect the courts to be very busy dealing with election-related lawsuits over the next couple of months, probably, like the one moving through the Texas courts over drive-through voting in Harris County. A federal judge on Monday rejected Republicans' attempt to invalidate more than 127,000 ballots. But the judge, U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon, who was appointed by George W. Bush and is well known as a staunch conservative, wasn't happy about it, saying, quote, "If I were voting tomorrow, I would not vote in a drive-thru just out of my concern as to whether that's legal or not." Donald Trump, meanwhile, attacked a recent Supreme Court decision allowing Pennsylvania to continue receiving absentee ballots for 3 days after Election Day. He tweeted Monday night, quote, "The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. It will allow rampant and unchecked cheating and will determine our entire system of laws. Something must be done." Well, Trump has repeatedly suggested that accepting mail-in votes after November 3rd is akin to election fraud, but counting votes following Election Day is standard practice. This is what happens when you put an ignoramus into the Oval Office. At a rally earlier Monday in Pennsylvania, Trump again blasted the Supreme Court decision, calling it, quote, "a very dangerous decision, and I mean physically dangerous." Well, less than an hour later, Twitter flagged that post for containing disputed content that might be misleading. Might be? One of the issues influencing America's voting decision is the administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic, or lack thereof. On Monday, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Deborah Birx, issued a new report with dire warnings directly contradicting Trump. She wrote, quote, "We are entering the most concerning and most deadly phase of this pandemic, leading to increasing mortality. This is not about lockdowns. It hasn't been about lockdowns since March or April. It's about an aggressive, balanced approach that is not being implemented." Trump has already hinted at firing Dr. Fauci. Now Dr. Birx has taken an even harder line, and good for her. The bottom line is that here we are. It's Election Day. There are no vaccines ready, no widely available therapeutics, no new COVID relief package, no preparation to combat the expected winter spread of the virus, And with over a quarter of a million Americans already dead and forecasts looking even worse, this election is all about COVID-19. By the way, Trump has been proclaiming at his rallies.
That's all I hear about now. That's all I hear. Turn on television. Right? COVID, 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 COVID. A plane goes down. 500 people dead. They don't talk about it. COVID, 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 COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore.
Yeah, talk to me tomorrow. In our last report, I told you about recent incidents involving the so-called Trump train. Caravans of cars and pickups sporting huge Trump flags and stickers, holding up traffic and, in many cases, endangering other motorists on the road. Well, incredulously, some Republicans are also touting the dangerous episodes, like Florida's juvenile senior senator, Marco Rubio.
I saw yesterday a video of these people in Texas. Did you see it? All the cars on the road with we love what they did, but here's the thing they don't know. We do that in Florida every day.
Just unconscionable. Based on a similar incident in the tri-state area over the weekend, New Jersey police said Monday that they might lodge charges against the leaders of one of those pro-Trump caravans. This one clogged the Garden State Parkway on Sunday. New Jersey State Police Superintendent Patrick Callahan called the action irresponsible and dangerous, saying, "There's plenty of ways for people to make their voices heard, but when they endanger the lives of those out there traveling on our highways and byways, there's really no excuse for it." And just in case you are wondering what's in store for us should Trump eke out another win or, more likely, steal the election outright, well, on Wednesday, the United States will leave the Paris Climate Accord. The decision set in motion in a Trump letter a year ago is official on November 4th. If voters give Trump a second term, his administration could have major impacts with the expansions of offshore drilling and changes to the way the Environmental Protection Agency makes regulatory and enforcement decisions. And don't forget, one week from today, the Supreme Court will hear the Trump administration's challenge to what's left of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, just as the program's annual open enrollment period kicked off on Sunday. And experts say now it's more important than ever to have health insurance. Millions more people will be looking for coverage this year after losing their jobs. And of course, COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire and is now a pre-existing condition.
Democracy is coming.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. It is Election Day, possibly the most important election in our lives. If you haven't done so already, please vote.